Hopscotch. This is Lista Daly Schwartz with Mathematical Metrics for Pedagogical Engineering. Where does multiplication begin? Research shows that it begins with repeated patterns in kindergarten. This leads us to developing facile strategies for multiplication and division. That is correct. Multiplication does not begin in third grade. It begins in kindergarten. Developing facile strategies to work out multiplication and division tasks in the range of 1 to 100 begin with skip counting and lead to the understanding of properties of operations. This developmental milestone affords children necessary tools for understanding more advanced mathematical concepts that could be limited by only having an additive thinking in topics like fractions and proportionality reasoning. An important part of this mathematical development is the construction and the coordination of units, which does not occur all at once, but through several hierarchy stages. Understanding these stages and the nature of our students' thinking about units during each stage is important for teachers as they plan and prepare instructional activities for our students or as they're looking at closing gaps in interventions. Number word sequences of multiples are sequences that we teach our students. 2, 4, 6, 8, those are all the sequences of the multiples of 2. 5, 10, 15, 20 are the sequences of the multiples of 5. The activity of just saying such sequences is typically referred to as skip counting. It's important to keep in mind this distinction between, on one hand, merely saying the sequence of multiples, and on the other hand, using the sequence of multiples to count the item in repeated equal groups, for example, 6 groups of 2, are two different things. Students start in kindergarten learning these sequences, mostly beginning learning with a new sequence before they even mastered the first one, and that's okay. We start with 2s, 5s, 10s and cover them extensively, but 4s, 6s, 7s, 8s, and 9s are generally not learned to the same extent. Nevertheless, knowledge of all of these sequences is going to constitute an important basis for automatizing the basic facts of multiplication. Activities such as number rhymes can be useful for learning the common sequence, but we cannot stop at just singing a song. Students deserve more. A metrics-rich teacher must be able to successfully guide students as they struggle to achieve understanding of complex content, and this is one of those. To understand the importance of skip counting, we need to know the 4 stages of number sequences. There's initial number sequence, there's tacitly nested number sequences, there's explicitly nested number sequences, and there's generalized number sequences. Now those first three, they relate to skip counting, and that's what we're going to talk about. Generalization number sequence, which ultimately lays the groundwork for advanced mathematical understanding, requires some extensive thinking. Before a student can work with these, they need to have an understanding of cardinality, a quality of a set. To be able to recognize a group of objects without counting, sounds like subitizing to me. The initial number sequence means that a student can recognize that a number like 4 describes the cardinality of the set of an objects and can be used for counting the initial number sequence. The 4 in the numerical composite of the unit represents the results of counting the 4 objects and can serve as a starting point for adding additional counting. This allows a student to count on. Students may often rely on materials to keep track of this counting. Initial number sequences counting tasks are limited to using strings of number sequences that start at 1. But after practicing and experiencing these initial number sequences, students begin to recognize that there are subsequences within larger sequences, and these can help them in their counting tasks. Let's take those 4 objects. A child is asked how many would there be if we added 6 more objects. If the student begins at 4 and counts up to 10, this awareness is the Tessility nested number sequence. 1 to 6 within a larger sequence, 1 to 10. Double counting is also a characteristic of tacitly nested number sequences. This awareness of the cardinality of the subsequence 1 to 6, regardless of its location in a larger sequence, suggests that a student is now able to work with composite units. Different from a numerical composite in which the counting sequence always starts at 1, the composite unit represents the cardinality of the counting task regardless of where the subsequence occurs in the larger sequence. Students use tacitly nested number sequences of skip counting and to solve tasks. For example, counting by threes. Each count represents a composite unit of 3. With this ability, students can be able to answer questions such as, how many 3s are in 21? By keeping track of their skip counting, 3, 6, 9, 12, and so on, each of the numbers in the skip count represents a subsequence of cardinality 3 of or a composite unit of 3. With a tacitly nested number sequence, the composite units remain implicitly for a student. Units are available to work with during counting activities, but students are not explicitly aware of the units. They are reproducing it through counting. Once students are able to reflect on units as a given, we say that the student has developed an explicitly nested number sequence. This means that the student's ability to construct an iterable unit of 1, being able to recognize the activity of adding 1 more to the point that these additions and interchangeable units. Number words no longer only represent the result of counting, but represent the multiplicative relationship associated with the number of iterated units. For example, 4 no longer just represents 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, but it also represents 4 ones, or 4 times as many units. This, at this point of the composite unit, does not stand for just a subsequence, but it stands for a multiplicative relationship. What distinguishes students with an explicitly nested number sequence capability from students with a tacitly nested number sequence capability? Well, you can compare how they approach to solve this. 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. A student with only tacitly nested number sequences might solve this problem in steps by calculating the nested sums. 1 plus 1 is 2, 2 plus 1 is 3, 3 plus 1 is 4, 4 plus 1 is 5. Whereas a student with explicitly nested number sequences, the sums are taken as a given, and they recognize that 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 as simply 5 ones, and also recognize the reversibility of the relationship, that 5 ones is the same as 1 5. That was a very short take on a very large amount of research on these levels of number sequences. Let's go back to skip counting. It's often introduced to young children in a way that we develop our counting skills, building their knowledge of multiples. It is most likely to begin with a song. Learning through repetition and song, playing a role in the development of numerical patterns and very specific mathematical applications that we as teachers need to be aware of. We should take every opportunity to skip count. Every time we're in line, waiting for the next exciting activity in class, even your teacher signals could be a skip count, or attention, you can even use it in PE or at recess. Now, skip counting by twos, they lay a groundwork for understanding evens and odds. And skip counting by tens, well, that's place value and money. Skip counting by fives, that's telling time. Skip counting builds relationships to learning multiplicatively facts besides those other awesome things that we want our students to learn. After second grade, skip counting is sometimes abandoned and replaced with a focus on multiplication facts. But we need to rethink this practice. Just because a student can skip count and recite multiplication facts, it should not be then assumed that they have developed multiplicative thinking. Skip counting alone does not imply the development of the multiplicative understanding inherent in that explicitly nested number sequence. By encouraging students to use their skip counting to solve tasks involving multiplication situations instead of relying on just number facts, they may develop a more intentionally, explicitly awareness of the relationship between their skip count and the composite units. Only awareness can lead to our increased opportunity to develop more powerful multiplicative understandings. This is our job. We need to encourage and to continue to use skip counting, helping students develop notions of composite units, taking and aided through the intentional use of well-known mathematical manipulatives. You know, those things that we have in our closet. Make a number of different manipulatives available to students to explore, such as single counters, popsicle sticks. Use them singly, group them together, use ponytail holders, rubber bands. Continue to emphasize this use of skip counting in ways to develop multiplicative thinking beyond facts. Proper instructional strategies of skip counting afford opportunities to develop these more sophisticated notions. If a kid's having a difficulty telling time, that may be because they can't skip count by five and haven't been able to grasp that one is five. One is five units. Oh my goodness, it's all very complicated. We must recognize that skip counting does not necessarily imply that students have developed that multiplicative thinking. It is the first step. Skip counting is the first step. We have to foster awareness of thinking with each different number sequence, allowing us to provide appropriate scaffolding to move students through the strategies. Hopscotch through math. Hopscotch for our children. Skip count. This is Lista Daly Schwartz with Mathematical Methods for Pedagogical Engineering.